This is Robert Rudlick. Today I want to talk to you about shaping your future using a vision board or what I call an action board. You know, there's a lot of ways to make your dreams come true, but when your marriage is breaking up, one of your dreams is coming to an end, and thinking about creating new dreams just seems overwhelming. Right now, your main focus is for this episode in your life to finally end, and at that point, you'll take a look at the future. As I've said throughout this program, divorce is actually a time for you to plan and start to execute your future. So in the next 12 to 24 months, how do you stay focused on the future while you're still going through the machinations of divorce? With all the distractions and all the heartache and all the high intense emotions that go with divorce, how do you stay focused? When I started using vision boards with my clients, one of the things that they told me was that it was really nice as a constant reminder, but also as a visual break from the day-to-day process of getting divorced and you know, just trying to survive it, to think about the future and to give yourself a sense of a little boost and a little sense of hope, and to remind you that there will be life after this. So I wanted to first go over a little bit of basic information on why vision boards actually work. The first thing is your subconscious mind. I mean, your mind controls and directs everything that you do, as well as how you feel. The subconscious mind takes in as fact everything you tell it, regardless of whether it's true or not. It imprints the information best visually and emotionally. The more you're exposed to new beliefs and new things that you want to have happen to you, the faster your behavior changes. You know, there's a whole body of work which promotes this concept, and the whole idea of staying focused and visually stimulating your mind to refocus on what you want instead of playing the old tapes of what I'm not going to have anymore or what I'm losing. Now, I personally use vision boards all the time. One of the things I've been doing for the past 2 years is I create a short, small action board of things that I want to have happen. And what it is basically I want to find pictures of the things that I want to achieve in that year, put them on my board, and then I write on the back of the board all the things that I want to have happen, and I stick it up on my bathroom wall, and it's there for the year. Now, I did my first dream board, is what I called them, a long time ago, many, many years ago. And in hindsight, it was really more of a wish board than a dream board, because I mean, some of the things were so unrealistic. I was not just dreaming, I was fantasizing, you know, I mean, Learjet, owning small islands and so on and so forth. And I wanted those things, but they weren't real in my own mind. They weren't real in my belief system. They were just things that I really wanted. Some of those things I still want today, but many of them I don't. Many of them I have seen the result of having certain things that I wanted, and recognize that I really don't want to have that kind of lifestyle. So over the years, I've made more and more targeted boards. And that's where the action board really came up to. The action board is really the one-year board. I call it the one-year board. But it really gets you to focus and continually refocus on what it is that you're doing on a day-to-day basis and why. The action board also helps to avoid the process of wallowing in your stuff, and it helps to empower you and remind you to use the tools that you have to make your dreams come true. So what we're going to cover in this program is, first, how to get started, how to create a vision or an action board. It's actually pretty easy. Number two, how to make creating your vision board a powerful experience. So the actual process of making the board is a process of empowerment, and a process that actually starts to build that sense of self-assuredness that things will work out for you in the future. Third, I'm going to teach you how to find the pictures and also just to create and develop the images that you want to have on your board. Fourth, I'm going to allow you to get in touch with what it is that you feel and dream a little. So there's three different ways that we do this, and we're going to cover that in the next section, but it's an awful lot of fun to do. Next, you're going to observe the process while making the vision board. This is really something that, as you make the vision board, you're going to notice your thoughts, and you're going to notice whether they're positive or negative, and what are the things that you truly believe you can have, and what are the things that it's a little wishful, And we're going to break that down. We're going to help you to believe in it and believe that you can have it. And lastly, we're going to talk about why the vision board works and how to make the most of it. So let's get started. So before we take the first action step, I just wanted to remind you, what are some of the benefits that you're going to get from creating this board? Number one, it's a visual representation of the life you want. Remember, you're ending a dream now, which was getting married and whether you had a family and created the life that you wanted to have. That dream is coming to an end. Number two, it helps you become very clear about what you want. Number three, it makes your goals visible and keeps them in front of you at all times. Number four, it reminds you of what you want. Number five, it allows you to choose your goals and it reminds you of what you're working for. They'll also keep you in a good mood and to create purpose in your life. So number one, getting started. What I want you to do is I want you to get a piece of poster board. You're also going to need scissors, glue, I use Elmer's glue, and a stack of magazines. So the first step is to paste a picture of yourself in the center of the board. You want this picture to be pretty sizable, and you want it to be a picture of you in a state of happiness or joy, that when you see that picture, it reminds you of a really wonderful time in your life. Next, go back to your plan and take a look at the things that you want to have in the next year to 24 months. And I want you to write those things down and then elaborate on some other things that you want to have in your life. Some things maybe, after you've settled in, that you'd like to have, whether it's a new car or better relationships with your kids or to be closer to your family. There are so many different things. I want you to think about those things and I want you to write them all down. And then next, you're going to find magazines and you're going to find pictures that will represent those things that you want to have in your life. Next, what I want you to do is I want you to go back to your plan and I want you to pull pieces of your plan out and write them on a piece of paper. You know, the place you want to live, the car you want to drive, the kind of relationship you want to have with your kids, the kind of relationship you want to have with your families, the kind of job that you want to have, the amount of money that you need or want to have in your life on a daily or a monthly basis. I want you to write those things down and then I want you to take a moment, and this is a fun part. I want you to dream bigger. I want you to think of in 5 to 10 years from now, what are some of the things that I would like to have? And write those things down. And then once you have those down, you're going to now start to look through magazines and maybe some of your own pictures. And I want you to find things that represent those things so that when you look at that picture, you go, oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, I want that. And I want you to start to accumulate those pictures. So get as many magazines as you can. And if you're going through a magazine and you see something that strikes you, let's say you want to have, an amazing vacation in Paris in the spring. Or I want to have a tropical vacation with my family in the Bahamas. Whatever the case may be. And you see a picture that goes, wow, that really hits it for me. Cut that picture out and put that right next to where you're going to start pasting. So once you've accumulated all of your pictures, what I want you to do is I want you to start pasting the pictures onto the board. Now, with each picture, you're going to have a statement of some sort of what that picture is. And I want you to write that statement down on a piece of paper, because at the end of it, when the board is all done, I want you to take those statements and I want you to write them on the back of the board so that not only you have pictures, but you have set your intention in writing on the back of that board, and so that the intention matches the pictures so that when you look at this, there's a much deeper connection to the things that you want. And that's what gets your subconscious mind to start to really set out to make things happen for you. Now, some things you're not going to be able to find in a magazine, and it's much better to go out and just shoot pictures yourself. I'll give you, for instance, there was a car that I wanted, and I was at an auto show and saw it and went, oh gosh, and there's nobody around. So I jumped in, I asked the guy if I could, and I jumped into the area and I got a great picture of myself with this car. And that type of thing, whether it's a house that I would like to have, or I would like to live in this community, or I want my kids to go to this school. And you can get your kids together, go stand in front of the school and have somebody take a picture of it. That goes on your board. Sometimes you're not going to find the right picture in a magazine or in some sort of a publication. So go and create the picture yourself. And remember, it's an action board, but dream a little, live a little, have some fun with this, because every time you look at it, you want to feel pulled towards that, because when you're looking at it, that's what's going to trigger you to go through the things that you're going through and make sure that you get yourself in a position so that you can move forward in your life. Now, this is an important piece and something I really didn't think about until one of my clients told me of her experience when she made the dream board. I want you to observe the process while making the board. And what I mean by that is I want you to observe and kind of do some self-reflection on how you're feeling as you're putting these pieces together, how you feel when you're actually finding these pictures. And I want you to notice, are they positive? Do you have self-doubt? Do you feel guilty that I want these, quote, things? I mean, everybody's a little different, but I want you to observe those things. And if there's anything that's not right, let's say you feel incongruent or that you don't deserve something, even though you're writing it down, I want you to make note of that, because in the end, I'm going to put you through a little exercise that will help you to get rid of whatever that feeling was so that you can feel completely positive and committed to the things that you have on this board so that you can really set in motion what's needed to have the things that you want in your life. One of the things about the vision board is that people believe in this law of attraction. I've always thought of it as you set an intention and you start to take action. And it's a law of cause and effect. And as you take action, things start to happen. You start being in the right place at the right time, saying the right thing to the right person, and receiving the benefits of taking action. When you set your intention, that's the initial stage of that whole process. So it's true that where you put your attention on something, you experience more of it. You also become aware of the opportunities around you. And it seems, again, you're in the right place at the right time, saying the right thing to the right person more often. So in the world of sports, we call it being in the flow. It's a state of mind athletes know very well. Part of it is being committed to the goal, and then you actually take action to make it happen. So either way, you get to experience the state and you get to make your life what you want it to be. So just to recap, the benefits of creating a vision board. It's a visual representation of the life that you want. It helps you to become very clear about the things that you want. It makes your goals visible and it keeps them in front of your eyes, which will then inspire you whenever you see it. It allows you to choose your goals and actually take action steps and go after it. It keeps you in a positive mood, and it also helps to create purpose in your life. What you're going to do first is you're going to create the things necessary to make the board. So you're going to get a big piece of poster board, scissors, Elmer's glue, and a stack of magazines. Then you're going to sit down, you're going to take a look at your plan, and you're going to pull some of the things from your plan that you want and that you need. And then you're going to take some time and you're really going to think about the things that you want in the future. Because again, this divorce will come to an end. The first year you will settle in and then you'll start to think differently. Now, it may not seem like it right now, but I guarantee you it will. There's a whole life in front of you, and I want you to dream about some of the things you want in that life. And I want you to put those down on the piece of paper. And then you can start flipping through the magazines and you can start looking for visual representations of those things. And I want them to be meaningful. I want you to take a look at that picture and go, wow, that would be great. Think about being on the Champs-Élysées in springtime in Paris, and it's going to be such a beautiful thing. Or I'm with my kids on a beach in the Bahamas and we're just enjoying time together. And when you look at that picture, you get an emotional feeling about that. So those are the kinds of pictures I want you to have. And remember, if you can't find the picture, make it yourself. Go out and take pictures of the things that you want and then put them on your board. I want to make sure you understand that you have permission to dream and dream big. I also want you to observe the process while you're making the vision board. And I want you to observe how you're feeling about each aspect of this, whether you feel guilty about wanting things or whether you feel undeserving or whether you think it's just too much or it's excessive, whatever the case may be. I want you to get a sense of those feelings because at the end we're going to do an exercise. Finally, why does a vision board work? You're setting an intention. You're taking action and you're making things happen in your life. Now, the final piece to this is going back to observing the process of making the board and how you're feeling. If there are any negative feelings, or if there are any thoughts of self-doubt or undeserving, any of that kind of stuff, I want you to take and do a 3-minute rant about that. And I just want you to go over it. I want you through all the reasons why you don't believe in it or you don't think you deserve it or why you feel guilty or whatever. And I want you to take 3 minutes and I want you to blow it out. Those are the old demons. Those are the things that are keeping you stuck and keeping you from having these things. And I want them gone. So that when you look at that board, you have a real sense of purpose. You are inspired. You feel motivated. You feel emotionally attached to those pictures. And you see yourself in the middle, smiling, and knowing that everything around you is going to happen for you because you're going to make it happen. So, it's time to get moving. Get the materials, get your plan, get some things off the plan, take some time and think about what you want other than that, and dream big, and then start cutting pictures out, start making pictures, doing everything that you need to do to get this board put together. I want to say one thing before I end this, and that's this. You can't do this wrong. You can do it better, but you really can't do this wrong. So have fun with it.